Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, January 15th. I feel like January just started and it's halfway over. I'm so happy to be with you all today. And I'm going to turn it over real quick to Nate because we only have him for a couple minutes because, as you can hear, he's in an airport getting ready to jump on a flight. So, hi, Nate.
Good morning, Rainey. How are you? I tell you, it's been a wonderful kickoff for the new V2 down here in Wellington, Florida, which this is the mecca for everything in the horse industry. And I tell you, I have seen more amazing facilities, horses, trainers, and we've just had a wonderful time as a launch for our new V2 unit. And we had last night about 170 people, maybe a little bit more than that, at the Wanderers Club in Wellington that had our new brand ambassadors. And we literally had all kinds of trainers and horse personalities, people from the industry down here. And I tell you, the reviews for the new V2 from the horse public has been absolutely amazing. And I'm sure some things will be coming out online, and we got all kinds of new materials. It is available as of today. So it is on the website. So things are ready to roll. And the advantages of the new V2, we're coming up and seeing more and more different applications, how you can use it. It is very versatile. And we're just so happy to be a part of this new product and the launch. And so exciting things are here to come, guys. And so I'm sorry I have to run, but literally we're going to be boarding a flight here in just a couple of minutes. But I just wanted to get on and share that, and we'll be back with you next week. So back over to you,
hey,
Rainey.
Do you have time for just a quick question?
Yeah.
I was more interested in the cuffs, you know, the boots, because they're the newest kind of thing. Are they really going to be, I mean, how versatile are those? Are they really going to be just for the legs, or is it possible that we can use those other places?
Well, actually, there is enough adjustability to putting them on the lower leg or even bringing them up around the knee. But we had the advisory team had a meeting with Dr. Burka and Brad Horn and Albert, and we went over some of the different things that we still would like to see as some improvements, which would be an extension elastic type strap that would give more versatility to actually for larger horses, or even, you know, you can actually take the two leg cuffs and connect them together and use that to totally wrap the neck on both sides. And so there's
That's
a lot of versatility,
like,
and you can actually, because of the curvature of how it's actually designed, it does lay well across the back of the neck up to the pole. And so it's still very versatile, but we would need an extra extension strap for that. But that all is coming, and exciting things.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Nate. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to jump on, even though I know you're busy and trying to get on a plane.
Well, we're on our way back to Denver to the rest of the stock show, And matter of fact, I think we'll all be calling from right there. We should have Tiff. Are you on at that point in time?
I
think Tiff's going to be there, and Danielle,
yep,
and myself, and so we might be able to do a phone call right from good old Colorado.
Yes.
So we'll look forward to seeing you guys
Perfect.
Then, and I need to get out of here. So we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Nate.
All right.
Travel safe. We'll talk
bye-bye.
To you next week. Bye. All right. So exciting new things. We've got the new vet unit that, or the unit horse unit that just launched today, I believe, is the first day. And Tiff, you said you've already ordered yours.
Yes, I did. I was like chomping at the mouth, ready to order mine, excited to try it out. And since we're going to the Denver Stock Show, or Nate's already actually has the booth there. He's flying back today, but started on Sunday the 11th and it goes till the 26th. And I'll be there the 22nd through the 26th. So I'm excited. I got it sent to Danielle, which she's my mentor, up line, and I got it sent shipping to her house so that I can have it for the Denver Stock Show to throw it on horses and use it right away and see what it can do. So I'm excited to see.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear from you guys all there next week and talk about how using it, on the actual putting it on multiple horses and, using it on a practical, situation, how people are responding and how it's working and all that kind of stuff. So I look forward to hearing all that from you guys. And I did just want to just share with everyone, the things that we've got. So we've got the whole set, just like you can buy, you split this up just like you can with, any of our other products. You can buy things separate. So the whole set is $49.90, which I think is pretty incredible because that's only $40 more than the V1, which, you're getting both those cuffs and you're getting the dual charger, and I haven't even seen it myself yet, so I don't even know all the extra little things that you're getting, but really for only $40 more, that's pretty incredible what all we're getting. But then in addition to that, you can also buy each one separate. So you can buy the blanket just by itself, which is $28.50, and then you can also buy the cuffs, the boots separate, and those are $3,100 for the set of those, and they come with their own little bag and they come with a charger and all of that. So I was looking at that this morning. The thing that kind of shocked me at first was that I didn't expect the cuffs to be more expensive, but when you actually think about it, each cuff, each boot has its own controller, so its own computer within it. So it, that's the computer parts are really the brains are really the expensive part about all of this. So that makes more sense when you kind of think about it that way. So if anyone else had that initial, why is the cuffs more expensive than the full body applicator? That kind of maybe will help explain that a little bit. So I'm super excited. I wasn't lucky enough to get an invite like Nate, so I didn't get to go to those reveals and see all those see all the great people that are going to be involved and, all the investors, and be able to look at the unit and really get a good hands-on experience. So I'm glad that he was able to do that and that he was on to share that with all of us today. And I want to hear from all of you guys to see if you guys, people are ordering it. Are you guys excited about it? And if you guys, just in general, if you have any questions or comments, testimonials, anything like that, for horses, again, just a reminder, it has to be pretty much, behavioral or training related for this call because we're in a public forum and it has to be horses only. So, that's something that we've have to stick with for this show, for those people that maybe haven't been on for a while. And, really quick, I wanted to talk about what happened last week. We had some technical issues with Blog Talk, and I think there are still some people that, according to the host from Wednesday, there's still some people getting a busy signal. So I'm trying to be in communication with Blog Talk to find out what's going on, and they seem to have fixed the sound pretty quick, but we are still getting that busy signal. So but what they're asking for is people's numbers who have tried to call in and weren't able to get in. So if anyone knows of anyone that was not able to call in, or you guys are getting busy signals, please try to let somebody know so that we can kind of get those numbers to Blog Talk and find out what the reason why is that those are not being going through. So I'm not quite sure if we're still having that problem, but I know as of yesterday, there's a couple people that were letting the host know that they were not able to get in. So please try to let us know if that is the case. All right, Tiff, do you have anything amazing you want to share? I know you kind of have been without your own vet unit for, or your horse unit for a while you're waiting for the new one, but I don't know if you have any stories to share.
I don't really have any recent stories. I have some things that are going on today with some clients that I've connected with that are purchasing units of their own. And I just shared with them, you know, kind of the same stories that I've shared on the show previously. One of them being they have a pretty high anxiety, stressed horse. And I really just shared with them that this can really be transformational for their program that they have with breeding and training and starting young horses in barrels and different things that they're doing and just getting an all-around horse that's easy and willing to, you know, be able to be a hobby. You know, that's what horses are, in a sense, is a leisure sport. It's supposed to be enjoyable and then you can competitively be a part of it as well. But I just encourage them to, you know, be open and try it. And they're just really, I feel like the world in general and people, whether it's humans or animals or anything, are really seeking more holistic type of approaches to go about treating their animals and themselves rather than relying on all these other alternatives, which are helpful, don't get me wrong, but I really feel like people are just becoming more educated and knowledgeable on what's beneficial to them and their animals so that they can give them the best care or the resources to do their best.
You know, absolutely. I totally agree. I've been with Beamer for over 5 years now, and I've seen a shift even in that small amount of time. When I first started doing this, you know, people just weren't listening. No doctors knew about it. No chiropractors knew about it. No physical therapists knew about it. I got crazy looks when I was talking about it. But I have seen this. Gradual is not even the right word because it's actually been pretty quick. But the shift in the societal shift that people are kind of owning their own health at this point. And so they're starting to look for things that are more than just taking more medications and more pills that we're starting to learn aren't the answer necessarily. And again, I'm all for things like surgery and antibiotics, and there's necessary for certain things. But I feel like it shouldn't be our first line of defense for everything, which it kind of has become in our society. So I'm glad that people are starting to kind of have this shift of owning their own health and looking for ways to kind of do things more naturally before it becomes necessary to maybe do something more extreme. So I totally agree with you. That's an awesome segment in here. So we've got a few callers, so I'd like to say hi to a few people this morning and see if they've got any questions for us. Our first caller is area code 518. Area code 518, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, hi, this is David from near Albany, New York. So with regard to the cuff, with regard to the cuff, how many coils are in that cuff? From the photograph, it looks to me as though there's a coil down near where it would sit on the coronary band, but I'm guessing that there's more than one coil in that cuff, unlike the previous one. So what do we know?
Right. So, you know, I can't say that 100%, but my understanding is, and I wish Nate was on here because she probably got the good explanation of that yesterday. My understanding is it's more like the blanket when it's interwoven throughout that entire, cuff. What's that?
I couldn't hear you. There was some background noise. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
So you think what?
My understanding is it's going to be more like the blankets are, where it's interwoven throughout that entire device. So there's not just coils like there are with the Pro and the Classic. They're actually interwoven throughout that fabric.
So it would be a softer, more pliable. It would be a softer, more pliable cuff than the original, which has kind of a hard coil underneath it.
Right. Like I said, I haven't actually seen it or be able to put my hands on it. I'm sorry that Nate's not on here to do that. Next week, I know we'll have some more information on that. But that is my understanding. Yes.
And then is the intensity of that? That's probably not the right word. But the output of the cuff. I know the cuff is a stronger output than it is on the blanket. It's my understanding. But is it a stronger signal than what the previous cuff was?
Again, this change was supposed to be purely cosmetic is maybe not the right word. The signal coming out, it should be exactly the same as the previous unit. It's just the way it was designed and the way, you know, the actual layout of it is going to be a little bit different. You know, the shape of the blanket and the shape of the cuff. But the intensities and the micro Tesla should be the same as the last unit.
So if there's a way that you can get this position, for example, if you want to put it on the pole of the horse on their head, assuming I'm just dumbstruck they didn't come out with a strap right away. I mean, because they know how we're using the original one. Duh. But anyhow,
I know.
Would there be any? Would you think that there'd be any concern on using this one on the pole of the head? Should you find a way to position it there?
It doesn't sound like it, because as Nate was saying, they were meeting with Dr. Burka and they were talking about adding that strap, and he was talking about being able to strap those two units together and wrap it around the neck. So it sounds like that's something that, you know, we could conceivably do. And if you have your own kind of strap, you know, it may be just another kind of band that you could do that yourself. That's what it sounds like. Absolutely.
My other question is unrelated to the new set. So people who are familiar with, well, I won't use the medical terminology, but when the horse starts rolling on the ground and they're in pain and they're in pain and they're in pain, and it's the same kind of condition that you would call a baby having, you know what we're talking about, right?
Yep, digestive
Hello?
Issues. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you had a horse with that condition at the time, oftentimes there's a pace you may give them, and yeah, you're going to call the vet. But I would be inclined to think that a horse in that condition, because you're going to want to walk it until the vet gets there, would it not make sense to put the horse blanket on the horse? I'd be inclined to put it on intensity three or the number three setting on that, and just continue walking that horse, that the increased circulation would help that blockage, if you will, move. Now, does that make sense? Would that be logical?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And while we can't actually talk about medical, you know, issues on this show, we have to really keep it to, you know, more behavioral and training type things. I will say that anything that you can benefit by increased circulation and blood flow, which includes, you know, we know that from humans, we know that it helps with digestive problems, will be benefited by this. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, David. You know, I'm sorry, everyone, that Nate couldn't be on, that he's been the actual one to actually be able to see it. And I hope I can do my best to answer the questions, having not been able to be, you know, get to that show that showed that way I could actually see it. So I will do my best to answer your questions about it. Truthfully, I will do my best, but most of the stuff is probably going to be better next week after everyone's been able to see them and get them, and Tiff will have one and Nate will have his, and they've been able to chance to use it. So, all right, our next caller is area code 713. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Rennie, this is Sandra Wilder in Houston. How are you?
Hi, Sandra. Great, thanks.
I still had issues getting onto the call, just so you know.
Great. So what happened?
And
I mean, not
it,
great,
it
but.
Says that I just get this unusual dial tone and a message that the call failed. But I did get on. I have a quick question about the existing, or now the old, Beamer horse unit and traveling by plane. How do you do that? I mean, do you box it and check it, or is it, can you fit it into luggage? How does that work?
You know, I haven't actually traveled with my horse unit further away. But I know people have done it all different ways. You know, they've either, you know, checked it, or most people, I think, are not taking the actual carrying bag when they travel with it, and they're just putting it in some sort of other, you know, suitcase or things, because there is no really way to keep that flap closed. So unless you're strapping it closed, I don't think I would really trust that. Plus, you know, all this stuff you're going to get, your bag is going to get a lot of wear and tear by, you know, putting that through any kind of thing like that. And, you know, whether it's protected or not. So I believe what most people are doing is just not using that travel bag when they travel. They're just putting it into their, you know, suitcases or other bags when they're traveling.
Yes, and I can see how doing that, but if you're going to go and do demonstrate, if you're using it for your own use, fine, but if you're going to go and do demonstrations, you know, having that carrying bag, it's kind of be an important ingredient to that mix, I think.
You know, I'm gonna take a note of that and actually ask, because that's going to be both units are going to have that kind of issue. So, and that's maybe a good thing to talk to somebody like Nate, who's done a lot of traveling with this, and see what he does, mm-hmm. because I know he travels a lot of different places and takes his, you know, Beamer and does demos and things like that. So he might be the best one to be able to give you tips about how he travels with his. Because I just don't – when I travel, I, of course, take my own, but I don't usually take my horse one with me when I travel. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Understand. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I wrote down your number, and I will be giving that to Blog Talk as one of those people that had trouble getting through, just because I think they're trying to trace the lines and see what the problem is. So I appreciate you, Sandra, for letting me know. Thanks.
Sure. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks. You too. All right. Next caller is area code 561. Area code 561. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, and I love your blog talks every single day. I'm Loretta, and I'm
Thank
in Florida.
You.
I did attend their horse event last night. It was excellent.
Oh, great.
I'm new into the horse part of this, but they did say that the new horse unit, the traveling case, you can
mm-hmm.
travel with that. They said that it is good to, you know, you could put that on the plane.
Oh, so take it as a carry-on or?
Yes.
Or check it.
They said... From how I interpret it, it was you can carry that on.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm not, you know,
great.
That's how I interpret that. And I am having trouble getting on to Blog Talk.
Okay.
It does the same thing
gonna,
to me, call fail.
Okay. Do you mind if
I
also
have
put your number down as well and give it to them as somebody who's having trouble?
You sure can.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, then
so it sounds like
question.
Most people are able to eventually get on, but we're still having, you know, they're having issues, you know, beforehand. So, okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
yes, you
I
had another
to,
question. Please.
I have to keep on dialing, like maybe four times.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, okay. My
All
next
right.
question is, okay, the investment is $4,990. That's for
yes.
the, okay. But it does say, and this is what they showed the highlights, of the Beamer horse set last night, the blanket, cuffs, cuff inlets, the belts, the charger, the adapter, cooler can be purchased separately.
Absolutely.
So my question is, when I go to introduce this to someone, what acts? So the cuffs. All that, the other things I just mentioned, that is mm-hmm. all bought separately. So the charger doesn't come with it?
And oh, no. So if you buy the whole set, the $49.90, that comes with everything. That's
so
the
blanket,
whole set. Just like if you buy the pro set, you get everything with it. But in addition to that, you can buy additional B bodies or you can buy an additional B grip. You know, so if with a $49.90, you get everything. You get the bag, you get the cuffs, you get the chargers, you get all of that. That comes all in the set. And if for some reason somebody wants, you know, extra cuffs, for example, for the first vet unit, I have an extra cuff because I wanted to be able to put it on like two legs if I wanted. So I bought the whole set, but then I bought an additional cuff. So people might want additional boots. They might want, or somebody maybe can't afford to buy the whole blanket, or they already have, you know, the old horse unit. So they only want, the original one, so they only want to buy the boots, which is, for example, something I'm going to do. I don't need necessarily the whole set because I already have my horse unit, so I'm going to buy just a set of the boots.
So, okay, so on the bottom when they put
yeah.
that down, the blanket, the cuffs, if you want extra, of course, that would you'd have
Correct.
To purchase that separately. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I just want to make sure
yes.
that I understood that correctly. Okay.
Right. Yeah, or like I said, for me, I'm not going to buy a whole other horse set because I already have one that I love and that works really well, and I love the cuffs, but, you know, because I think they're a little bit more you can put in more places than you can with these boots, but I love the idea of the boots. So I'm going to just go in separately and buy a pair of the boots.
Right.
So I have
okay.
those both. I don't need the whole new set because I don't need another blanket. So
and that was pretty
yeah.
neat. That was pretty neat last night how they demonstrated what you can do with those. You know, it's the cuffs for the neck and the top of the head, of course.
Being able to put
them
together?
Yes, it was excellent. They really did a really good job last night.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get to do that. So I'm going to have to buy one to be able to look at it. But yes. So just like the Pro units, you know, in the classic sets, when you buy that, you get the whole entire set when you buy it as a set. But you can also buy each of the individual things themselves as well.
Exactly.
Of course, if you try to build your own set by buying them individual, it's going to cost you quite a bit more. So there is discount by, you know, buying them as a whole set. Yep.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you do.
You're welcome. Thank you, and thanks for letting me know about your call. Hopefully we can get this all straight now with Blog Talk, too.
I'm sure you can. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our next caller is area code 661. Area code 661, you're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, good morning. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah, I was calling about the horse beamer on top of the head by the pole. I know another company that had years ago, sometimes when the horses get in the horse trailer, they can tend to, get excited and throw their head up and bump their head. And they actually had, this head bumper they put on the horse. And it's kind of felt on the inside. And it's cut out where the, you know, of course, where the ears are. And I wonder if Beamer could design something like that for the horse, just standing. And it would have the Beamer built into the top. And that way it would come down maybe around the horse's underneath their cheeks, underneath their jowls. So
I had
two little slots that it would fit through the strap on the halter. That's how it stayed on.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, I imagine they're considering all different kinds of things because I know that they are aware of concerns isn't the right word, that all of us have really enjoyed using that cuff on other places other than the, you know, legs and the hook.
Oh, yeah.
That we like it to, you know, use it on the pole. We like to use it on the, you know, neck in different areas. And so I know they're addressing those issues and trying to come up with things and ways to use that. I mean, obviously from the people that have been able to see it, we've realized that you can kind of strap those two leg cuffs together and wrap those around the neck, which mm-hmm. would be really, really great. And I love that idea. And then, you know, additional straps maybe just to help hold those in place. I guess I'm not sure that they're going to come out with really specific head gear. That's really going to limit where you're going to put it.
Limited,
that's, again, going to be the only place you can put it. But I have no idea. They could be considering things like that as well as an additional maybe just a strap that fits kind of over the ears like that would hold a unit, possibly. I have no
mm-hmm.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
I know they are considering several options and trying to think about ways to get mm-hmm. it more useful for all of us to use in other areas other than the legs. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a question about the splint boots. That's what we call them when we put them on horses and we're training them to jump and stuff like that. I know these are special with a Beamer signal in them. Do they have the Velcro tapes mm-hmm. fastened around the outside of the leg? Is that how they're designed?
You know, I haven't actually seen them in person, but they do strap around. It's similar. It looks similar to like a shipping boot or something like that.
Okay.
It looks like it goes a little higher than maybe a splint boot. But because it looks like it goes up almost to the knee, maybe almost to the hock in the back. And it looks like it does just like there's three Velcro straps that just kind of strap around. And then it's got that interior, I don't know what they're calling it. It's got an interior liner that you can take out and wash and things like that.
Oh, yeah,
which is really nice because if you're doing this a lot on the mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're doing this a lot on this time of year down on feet, you're
mm-hmm.
going to get that dirty. So that's a nice liner to be able to take out and be able to clean. So
okay. Let's see. Because I know if you're going to stable, you know, you want to keep everything clean and sanitary so, you know, not spreading anything. So having
the changeable
liners really good to keep the clean and sanitary is like, well, I even put the Beamer on Cherry on my miniature horse. We had to take a ton all the way to do that. We put a blanket on. She's little. She's only 32 inches tall. We put a clean sheet on her first mm-hmm. and put the Beamer over the top of that to treat her. So at any time you go to another stable, it's always a good idea to put what they call an acrylic blanket on a horse. It's just like a thin day sheet, something like that. And then put the Beamer on top so that keeps the Beamer very clean, especially if you're going to a lot of different stables.
Right.
I'm excited
about
the
important thing that we should consider. And the thing that I do is similar thing. I put a sheet on first before I do the blanket, and then I also wipe it down with, there's several things you can wipe it down with. I use a Novosan or a chlorhexidine solution that we use for kind of surgical prep that kills everything. So in addition to that, I wipe it down between areas too. So, yep.
So what do you use?
Chlorhexidine, Novosan. It's a surgical solution, and it's just a diluted solution, and I just wipe it down with that.
So for us that don't have access to that, what would you recommend?
I think
Nate
uses...
Well, actually, you should be able to find it at any feed store. They sell it over the
counter. Oh, really? Okay. Well,
yeah, they do sell it over the counter. And then I know that Nate uses a Norwax product. He cleans with that a lot as well. So, and then also, I made a note here. There's something else. He uses, there's a stall cleaner, Noble Outfitters stall cleaner, and he uses that as well.
Yeah, stall cleaner from, I
want to say. Oh, sanitizer?
Yeah. Yep, it's a Noble Outfitters. It's a stall cleaner.
Yeah.
And so there's other options of things. Anything that's going to be, disinfectant, that's not going to be a harsh chemical is the best thing to use. Yep.
Now, about the boots, one more question, and I'll be through. These are for while the horse is standing stationary. They cannot be used on the horse while he's being exercised.
I don't know that for sure, but I would say in general that's probably not the best way to use Beamer in general, because we want to be able to get them into that parasympathetic
stationary
state of rest and recovery, and so we want them to relax and get the most benefit from it. So I would say in general that probably would be the best, use of it.
Stationary, absolutely. Yep. All right, well, thank you so much for answering my questions. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Nancy. No problem. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Me too. Bye.
And I had something for Nancy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Rainey. Nate actually shared this just the other day when he was able to get the unit before the opening that they just had. If you strap both of the boots together and laying them flat, it will fit on a miniature horse.
Oh, like a blanket.
Yeah. So
perfect.
Because the new blanket is so large and it's not as adjustable as the V1.
Yeah.
So he actually strapped them together and then laid them on the miniature, and it fits over the entire miniature pony. So that's nice.
That's really cute, because I've used my unit on a miniature donkey that was basically, it was like touching on the ground on the front over what's supposed to be over the shoulders was down by her hooves. And but she looks really cute using it. But I know the new V2 is much bigger, so that would be even a harder thing to do. So great. All right. And we do have Dr. B, I think, on the phone for a few minutes. So I'm going to try to open this up and say hi to him while we've got him. Hi, Dr. B.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are in the United States, and Happy New Year again. Yeah, nice to talk to everybody. I just wanted to say that we didn't have our talk this week, but we are having it next week with a new format that Rainey and I are cooking up, where we actually start off with a little bit of a mini academy, but tailored for veterinarians. And then our regular exchange, of information call or exchange of experience type of a vet share call. So it's exciting. And I just realized yesterday, and just shared this with Rainey, that we have been doing this call with veterinarians for 3 years. And Rainey informed me that there was a call going on, I guess, for veterinarians before that.
No, it's just Blog Talk was started by Debbie and Greg, and they just did it every single day. For about a year before I actually took over as host, I was just a guest on Thursdays to talk about animals. And so, when they turned over their show to the Beamer community in general, they asked me to be the host for Animal Thursday. So that's how that all started.
Good. Right, but for the veterinary call. That started 3 years ago that Rainey
and I
started that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Good. So I will.
So why don't you give some information for
yourself? Oh, yeah. So anybody who has a veterinarian contact, somebody who you want to learn more about the Beamer, or somebody who is actually in your downline and wants to learn more about how to use it so that maybe they get more enthused and hear how other people are using it, other vets are making money with it, and getting you know, better results with their cases, get them onto this call. It's very important. And the way you do it is by having by giving me the information so I can send out an invitation. So my phone number, which you would text the information to, is 973-632-2483. 973-632-2483. I want the veterinarian's name, their phone number, their email address, and the state where they practice. And our calls are every Wednesday night, or I'm sorry, every other Wednesday night at 8:45 till 9:45 Eastern time. So that would be 6:45 rainy time.
5:45.
5:45.
That's
what you said.
Yep. 5:45
till 6:45.
Yeah, so that's perfect. You know, everyone, please take advantage of this, because it's a really great resource for all of our veterinarians. You know, and it's not just for just veterinarians. It's for veterinarians and anyone who works under the direct supervision of a veterinarian. So a technician or any other kind of practitioner that works with a veterinarian for their therapies or anything, they're also welcome on this show. So please, please, you know, send them to us, because it's an invaluable resource that we can all kind of learn from each other and share. So please do that. All right. Looks like we
carry on.
Thanks, Dr. B. I know we do have a couple other callers. We can probably get to at least one of them, depending on how long we chat. So our next caller is area code 972. Area code 972, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Margaret Harrison in North Texas.
Hi.
Hi. So many good tips today. I particularly appreciate the one that you just gave. I think it was Jerry that mentioned it, with putting the two boots together to go over the miniature horses. I had a question about miniature horses, and that answers it. So
thank
you very much. That's great. Talking about the call from last night. That's a huge step forward. The call last night that y'all were talking about, I came in a little late. I wasn't on that call. Is there a possibility that I can is there going to be a link for it that we can listen
to it
again?
I'm not sure which call you were talking about.
Well, they were talking about the different ways of using the cuff, and y'all discussing that.
So yesterday they had – yesterday in Florida, and then they're going to be having one in Carlsbad as well. They did a big – it wasn't a call. It was basically a reveal of the new vet unit. And
Exactly.
So those people had gone to that. Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. Well, that answers another question about what's going to be on, available for the one in Carlsbad that I'll be going to. Thank you so much. I love
good.
This call.
That was
thank you so much for everything
thing,
you do. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And please come back on if you have stuff you want to share after you go to that Carlsbad reveal. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. It looks like we do have time for our last caller here. I hate to leave somebody. So we've got area code 518. Area code 518. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah. Hi, Rainey. David again. So you've mentioned the chlorhexidine or Novasan dilute solution.
Yeah.
What kind of dilution rate would you be talking about?
Oh, gosh. I believe I do like 20 to 80-20 is usually what we use. But there should be instructions on whatever bottle you get, because I think there's going to be some different concentrations. So I would just, whatever bottle you get and whatever concentration that is, I would read what their suggestions were for just general disinfectant. So
okay.
Because I'm not sure if what you would get in the store is going to be the same concentration as what we get for in the medical. So I can't answer that 100%. But there should be instructions on there of how to mix that solution for general disinfection.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yes,
thank
there
you.
Is. And it's nice to have your own spray bottle already pre-mixed. And I just put it in my bag and then haul it with me with the unit and everything in it. And it's nice to be
able to
turn it on and off, which is with the spraying and on.
Right. So make sure you get a spray bottle that you can actually turn off. Absolutely. And that's what I have as well.
Yes.
You have it mixed up in a spray bottle, and then I just wipe it down. So,
right.
Absolutely. All right. We got through all of our callers, and I did my best to answer questions about the unit I haven't seen yet. I'm sorry about that, everyone. I wish Nate could have been on longer to be able to answer some of those questions better for you. But definitely next week we're going to have some more information, because we'll actually be able to have some of these units, you know, hands-on. Definitely Tiff and Nate will have more answers for you all. So thanks, everyone, for calling in and listening. I'm just going to send it around to my two people that I've got co-hosting with me today, and see if you guys have any final words. Dr. B. Are you still there, Dr. B? Maybe not. He may have stepped out. Tiff, any final words for today?
No. You did such a great job, Rainey. Thank you so much for hosting this show. Thanks for having me on every week. I love it. And next week we'll be coming to you from the Denver Stock Show. It'll be Danielle Ramber, which is my upline, and Nate will be there, and myself. And we'll have other people as well. There's 10 of us total that are hosting the booth. So we'll just be coming to you, and we'll have lots of great things to share about the new V2.
Awesome. That's amazing. I'm jealous. You guys are going to have such a great time, and I can't wait to hear from you all from the show, not only just in general from what you guys are seeing, you know, beaming horses, but also your experiences with the new V2. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys for next week. So please, everyone, tune in next week to hear how this real-life application of our new unit is going to be, and tell other people about it. All right. Thanks, everyone, again, for calling in and for listening. We really appreciate you being part of our show. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, I will talk to you all next week. Thanks, everyone, and have a wonderful week. Thanks, Tiff. Thanks, Dr. B.
Thank you. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.